Shalom.
There's really nothing, there's nothing really more special besides being with my family, than being in community, a heart opens community. So thank you for everyone who's creating community right now in this way, and that has been creating community, you know, here with me, with us, with each other. It's a really precious, precious gift. And to step in as a rabbi in this community is really quite intimidating. Because it's a very powerful community of people. So I feel excited, and I feel a little like delicate. But a lot of people have asked me the question, what kind of rabbi do you want to be? And the best answer I can come up with is I want to be like my Rebbe, Reb Zalman. You know, I want to be like him. I want to be a person who reaches way back and brings forward wisdom that's really needed for now, because I'm seeing ahead with other holy souls. And it's really important because the times we're looking at right now are really challenging. And I feel like I've been saying that over and over again. Who's been saying that over and over again?
There's a lot of hands up right now.
The climate crisis is real. It's here. It's happening faster than we would like to admit, than I'd like to admit. The politics of today are really scary. I mean, it's like ridiculous, right? How is it possible that Trump is our president and he's acting like he's acting, and he's our president? How is that possible? And it's a really hard time. But Reb Zalman taught us something really important, that right now, this time, is a time of immense change. Cosmically speaking, we're shifting from one 2,000-year epoch to another 2,000-year epoch. And those epochal changes are rife with challenge. He likened it to giving birth to a new time. And I will never give birth physically. But from what I understand, it is very challenging. My wife Rachel is pregnant. And in 6 months ish, God willing, you'll give birth. And I already have so much respect for you, and I'm sorry for the pain that you will experience. And thank you. And that's what it's like right now. Reb Zalman teaches that we're in a birthing process, and birthing is painful. We go through a lot of narrowness. We're in a great time of change. And in this Torah portion this week, in Vayera, the second chapter of Exodus, the Torah reveals something about this time. God is talking to Moshe and says, Vayomer. Vayomer alav ani yudhe vavhe. Vayera al Avraham al Yitzhak al Yaakov ba'el Shaddai. I am yudhe vavhe, your God. Yudhe vavhe is like the highest name. But I revealed myself not as yudhe vavhe, I revealed myself as Shaddai to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So why is this? First of all, it's not true. Because in the book of Genesis, God reveals himself to those forefathers and foremothers as Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. It happens over and over again in the book of Genesis. So why in the book of Exodus is it saying, I'm revealing myself as Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh now? And Rashi comes forward, the French medieval commentator, and says it's because when God comes forward with Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, God is about to fulfill a promise. In this case, 400 years of slavery, and God is coming forward and saying, I'm not the normal God right now. I'm the God that's going to fulfill a promise. And commentators for generations have said, it's also because this is the beginning of the liberation process. It's the beginning of the book of Exodus. And the book of Exodus is very different than the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis is very provincial. It's about family drama. It's about people coming into formation. It's about realizing who we are, becoming a people, and then falling into slavery. And Exodus is a whole new revelation. It's about becoming liberated, and it's becoming, creating a new theology, a liberation theology, a powerful expression of how we find freedom from constriction. And the Passover theology is a theology that's been adopted by not just Jewish people, it's been become a story universal across the planet. So what happens in this story? God says to Moses, go tell the people we're going to free you. And Moses, who says, my lips are sealed, I can't even speak, how are they going to listen to me? Tries to speak to the people, and the people don't listen. They're too oppressed, they're too in their slavery. So then God says, well, Moshe, go speak to God. So Moshe goes to God and says, God says, go to Pharaoh. So then Moshe goes to Pharaoh and says, let our people go. And Pharaoh says, are you ridiculous? Of course not. So what has to happen? In this portion, we get 7 of the 10 plagues. Beginning with blood. And then frogs. And it goes on and on. One of the plagues is a great hailstorm that destroys the crops, a great natural disaster. But it's not the only natural disaster. So what happens in between each plague? Why does it take 10? Why? Anybody? What happens each time?
God hardens Pharaoh's heart.
That's right. God hardens Pharaoh's heart. Pharaoh actually says, wow, this is terrible. Make the blood go away. Make the frogs go away. And I will let you go to the wilderness to pray to your God. And each time, Moshe goes to God, asks for these things to go away, and they go away. And then, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. Pharaoh forgets. Pharaoh turns. So I read the Torah as a mirror for myself. So the problem here is the heart of Pharaoh hardening. Pharaoh forgetting. So I have to look in that mirror and ask myself, how is it that I forget? How is it that I forget? I know that sometimes when I get into an argument, my heart closes up and I forget to be compassionate. So how many of you find yourself with a hardened heart sometimes? So this new paradigm really calls on us. So we don't have to forget and repeat. I was talking with Rachel today in the marina, and we were talking about what does this time really require? Ergo, what kind of rabbi do I want to be? And it's, I want to be a rabbi who helps us make it through these times. So we don't forget. The fires in Santa Rosa are not that long ago, but people are forgetting. The tsunamis that we experienced, the hurricanes that we experienced in the hurricane season were the worst in history. But we're already forgetting. We're starting to do offshore oil drilling all across America. And somehow the American public is going to allow it to happen. We are forgetting. We need to keep our hearts open. And we need to not forget. So friends, but I want to ask you to take 3 minutes. To turn to a chaver or a chavera, a friend, and connect with them. Share with them, how is it that I harden in my heart? And friend, how can you help me to stay open, to remember, to to stay awake so that I can be part of the community that grows and helps heal this world. Because we need to do that now more than ever. So take 3 minutes now and share. How is your heart able to harden? What causes that? And what support do you need? Their heart, and what support do they need right now? One person. Anyone? Okay. Oh, yes. Thank you.
There's somebody that I've been having a lot of arguments with, and I just want to kill him sometimes. Either leave or kill him. And so the question that I learned in a class yesterday, when you're faced with some situation that is different from what you want, is what does this make possible now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my goal is to remember that question. And what I came up with my partner, who asked how he can help, is that I'm going to send him an email when I succeed in remembering that.
I also have one person say that the medicine for their heart to stay open is to be in community. So I want to just offer a blessing. And I feel Reb Zalman and his blessing. Because he calls this the fourth turning. The fourth turning of the opening of the heart. And each turning of the opening of the heart, he said, happened in the most difficult times. And that by remembering and opening our hearts even wider as the challenges came towards us, we were able to stay together and really prevail as individuals and as a people. And that's how the Jewish people have lived for so long in adversity. And that's how people have prevailed in challenges throughout history. So friends, let's do that together. Let's open our hearts over and over again. And as you turn to the Baruch Hu, open our hearts to stay awake. Please rise.